You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
A very warm welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast. You join us on Open Sunday as we're looking ahead to the fourth and final round of the 2017 tournament. Sam Norris here, joined on the line by a man who's been present at Royal Birkdale all week. It is, of course, Jamie Spence. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning, Sam. How's it going? We're looking forward to today.
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to today. It's been a decent few days of golf, and from your perspective, being at the course, we finally got a bit of sunshine on the course yesterday.
Yeah, that was me saying yesterday morning, it's a day for sort of keeping your score, and the scoring went absolutely bonkers yesterday. Brandon Gray, 62, lowest score ever in an Open Championship or a major. And there was a 66, Spieth shoot 65. Dustin Johnson shot 64. Stenson shot 65. It's not easy, I can tell you, but they made it look incredibly so. And the weather set's fine today, so we might see another day of low scoring, although I don't think it'll be as low as yesterday.
Yeah, could well do. Jordan Spieth is the 2-7 market leader now for the Open. Perhaps unsurprisingly, he is 11 under par. He has a 3-shot lead on the field. He's a man that you tipped pre-tournament. Jamie, we know that he's adept at playing in poor conditions. We know he's one of the best putters around, but he's really put it all together over these last 3 days, and he looks like the Jordan Spieth of a few years ago, where he was almost untouchable.
Yeah, he would tell you what, he was really impressive yesterday, and he said in his press conference he realised the scoring was really good, and he changed his game plan. He was going to go out there and just shoot a few pars, maybe make the odd birdie. But he realised that with everybody shooting these low scores, he had to be very aggressive, and he did just that. And he started the day at 6 under par. If he was still 6 under par, he'd be a couple of shots behind. So it was his mindset that was impressive. He had a little bit of a dodgy start with the driver first few holes, but after that he drove the ball fantastically well. And the birdie at the third hole, where he hit it to about 6 inches, was pivotal. It just got him going, actually. And he never looked back after that.
Yeah, it's 9-2 for Matt Kuchar, who's second in the betting, has been playing really well. And he absolutely threw the kitchen sink at Jordan Spieth yesterday, but still managed to shoot a higher round than him, which, given the way he was playing yesterday, seems almost inconceivable.
Yeah, Kuchar played terrific. The only stumbling block for him was 16. He took 6 there. Hit it to the fairway bunker, and he didn't do very well from that point. But 66, you can't sniff at that, the third round of an Open. He's 3 behind. This is the closest he's been in a major championship, Kuchar, really, for having a chance to win. He's had good performances in the past, but this is his best chance to win. And he played really well yesterday, but it's going to be difficult getting past Spieth.
Definitely so. Brooks Koepka then is in the betting at 20-1, the US Open champion, who again has been playing some nice golf this week, going perhaps slightly under the radar, but he's again 6 shots behind the lead. It's going to be tough from there with just one round to go.
Yeah, it is. And Austin Connolly's on the same score. He did really well yesterday, the young Canadian. He held his second shot at the second. So, he's done brilliantly well. It's come from nowhere. But Koepka, the US Open champion, hits it as long as you want. Very powerful man. I didn't give him a chance, really, coming into this. He hasn't played any tournament golf since the US Open. So it's an incredible performance from him. And Dustin Johnson, same. They haven't played any golf whatsoever. And I think yesterday's conditions and today's, with the lack of wind, no rain, nice and sunny, is going to really suit them. So if it was windy and that, I don't think I'd give them a sniff. But they've got an outside chance.
And of course, we must mention Brandon Grace, who you touched on a little bit earlier. 40-1. He's currently 4 under par after that majestic 62 yesterday, the lowest round in major history. And it was a superb round of golf from Brandon Grace. Yes, he had probably the best of the conditions all day, but he still played amazingly, Jamie, and held some real monster putts along the way.
Yeah, he's known as a really good putter, Grace, and it all came out yesterday. And the flags were tucked away in the corners of the greens, but the greens are so pure. The course was very soft after the rain, and when it's like that, the guys just—it's like throwing darts at the pins, really. Yeah. It's like a match. So, yeah, Grace. He said he didn't realise he shot 62, and his caddy Zach said, "Well, you just made history there, boss," and he was right. So, it's tough to follow a score like that up though today.
Yeah, definitely so. It's 50-1 bar. In all actuality, Jamie, Jordan Spieth's going to have to fall into a little bit of a hole for them to catch him today.
I can't see him shooting over par. If he shoots level par, let's say, Kuchar's got to shoot 67.
Yeah.
The rest have got to shoot 64s and threes. So I just can't see it. I just can't see Spieth shooting over par the way he's playing. He's driving the, if he drives the ball well, especially, he'll shoot 4 or 5 under because his putting and chipping are supreme. So, and he looks the next superstar. Don't forget, he's only 23.
Mm.
If he wins today, he'll have won 3 of the majors and he'll be going for his career Grand Slam at the USPGA at the age of 24. So, incredible stuff.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Jordan Spieth 2-7 then to win the Open. We are betting a quarter of the odds, place 1 and 2 each way. And also on the William Hill website, we have the outright betting without Spieth and Kuchar at bigger prices. And perhaps if you were looking to take someone on without the front two, Jamie, where would you be going?
Well, in the actual outright betting, Kupka at 20-1, quarter of the odds. Top two, you're betting on someone to come second of Spieth, really. It's not inconceivable that he won't catch Matt Kuchar. This is a rarefied atmosphere for Kuchar. Kupka's full of confidence, having won. So I've sort of turned full circle and sort of put my money on Kupka there. But that's a sporting bet.
Mm.
If you take out the top two, you can start looking further back, can't you, to Rory at 2 under, same with Poulter, Ricky Fowler's there, Stenson, he's making a great defence of his title. You could do far worse than put a couple of quid on Henrik Stenson, because he looks like a man possessed at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fantastic round yesterday. 10-1 for Henrik Stenson in the betting without Jordan Spieth and Matt Kuchar. Just spinning through the market there, Brooks Koepka is 4-1. Hideki Matsuyama, 9-2. Justin Johnson, 6s, 7-1. Brandon Grace, 8-1. Rory McIlroy, 10-1 for Austin Connolly and Henrik Stenson. And 14s bar. That's the outright betting without the front two. And Rory McIlroy, one that Jamie mentioned there, 8-1. But Brooks Koepka could be the man to chase down the front two on the final day. Let's look at some two balls then. We'll look at the final three pairings on Sunday, starting with the group going out at 2:10 p.m. Hideki Matsuyama and Brandon Grace. 10-11 for Matsuyama, 15-2 for the draw, and 6-5 about Brandon Grace. Matsuyama obviously had a vintage finish to 2016, Jamie. He hasn't quite followed that through into 2017, but he's having a solid week. And of course, Brandon Grace, it's going to be difficult, as you mentioned, for him to hit the heights of yesterday. What do you make of that pairing?
Well, there's only four players ahead of Matsuyama at the Open at the moment. And you're right, it's always incredibly difficult to follow up a really low score. So I think this is the one I do fancy. I fancy Matsuyama here quite strongly. I think Grace will have had so many press calls yesterday and so many interviews and text messages and all the rest of it. That takes it out of you, whoever you are. So I think Matsuyama is good. I mean, he's a top player as well in the world, number two in the world. I think he's a really good bet.
Okay. 10-11 for Matsuyama then in the 2:10 group. The group going out at 2:20, or the pairing going out at 2:20, are Brooks Koepka and Austin Connolly. It's 8-15 for Koepka, 15-2 the draw, and 2-1 for Austin Connolly. Perhaps no surprise to see the betting skewed this way, Jamie. We've got a major winner in Brooks Koepka against a man in Austin Connolly who's gone under the radar all week, really, and wouldn't have been the first name on people's lips for this tournament.
No, wouldn't it? He wouldn't, but didn't he do well yesterday?
He did, yeah.
I don't like taking that too short odds on Koepka. You'd have to go with Koepka here, but it wouldn't surprise me if Connolly sticks in there for a long way today. But yeah, you'd have to go with Koepka there.
Mm. And the final pairing then is the leading two, Matt Kuchar and Jordan Spieth. It's 6-4 for Kuchar, 15-2 for the draw, and 8-11 about Jordan Spieth. Given Kuchar's the one who's got to do the chasing, Jamie, is there a... Well, I suppose I say, is there a chance he'll almost certainly have to play more aggressive golf than Jordan Spieth?
Well, yeah, that's the difficulty in calling these final two balls, because one's got a press and the other one can just wander along, and it can work both ways. That, but I think it might be a difficult day for Kuch, even though I thought he'd be the man yesterday most likely to chase home Spieth, and it's looking that way. I think it'd be close, but I think Spieth will nick it.
Okay, Matsuyama, Koepka and Spieth then as a treble. That pays just over 4-1, which doesn't look too bad if you're getting involved in the two balls for the final round of the Open today. Thank you very much for that, Jamie. Always interesting to hear your thoughts, and enjoy the action on the final day at Royal Birkdale.
Yeah, I'm walking with the last pair. Can't wait it.
You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.